but they go to the author of Noray or Bell, and they kind of ask questions where they want to be told, you know, it really doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so they'll talk about, well, isn't it crazy, George, that a plane didn't go into the Pentagon? And he goes, yeah, well, you know. And then they go off to shadow rodents and flying rods.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, what are we talking about here? You look at what is real, and you supplant it with the unreal.
Yes.
Ah.
When you mix fact with fantasy, everything becomes unreal. And it's diffused then. It's safe. It's harmless then because it's just too confusing.
Well, of course. But, you know, we all know the children's fairy tale, which I wonder, you know, whoever wrote that, about the emperor's new clothes.
Yeah.
You know, there weren't any, but they were told they were. Mm-hmm. And then I look at 9/11 with the Pentagon and Shanksville. There's nothing there, folks. Mm-hmm. And so why do you replace what's real and tangible with what you're being told?
Yes.
You know, and somebody messaged me and said, you know, and I said, I understand. You know, good people don't think that the government would do this or the time has come where we've been turned on. And I understand that. But in the face of asking questions and having people think, don't get upset, you know, if you're being, well, like Plato said, if you're being pulled out of the cave to look at that which really is.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is kind of interesting he wrote that, because he doesn't seem like anybody who would want to pull anybody out of a cave.
Yeah, he was actually explaining how the public are. They're kept in a... They're given a version of reality, is indoctrinated into them, and even if someone were to find out the truth and go back into the cave and say, you know, there's a real world out there, they wouldn't believe him.
Yep.
And so he was showing the techniques of mind control
right.
on society.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's painful to show people the way things really are, and it can cost you your life.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that whatsoever.
I'm going to get to Corky's question here, and I'll go back to the original emailer who has about two more. It says, does Mr. Watt have any comments